Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, we're back for another episode of Harmony and Improvisation. I just wanted to say, for those of you who are watching these or listening to these on the podcast, I just wanted to say that it may seem, for some of you who've studied music your whole lives, this may seem very kind of elementary. For others of you who are beginners and don't know anything about how music works, it may seem complicated sometimes. But what I'm aiming to do is cover a lot of territory. I'm trying to be as comprehensive as I can so that anybody can jump in where they're already have an amount of expertise. They can jump in and fill in holes in their knowledge. I don't know about you guys, but I found, even after being a professional player on the road, I found that I had holes in my, and I still do. I mean, I still do. One of the things I'm working on now is understanding how quintal harmony works. It's a completely non-diatonic way of harmonizing melodies or, you know, improvising, composing on the fly. Pianists do it for the most part because they've got notes at their disposal that I may not have on guitar, or certainly wouldn't have on bass or five-string banjo even. But I'm trying to learn how to do this. So I'm filling in holes in my musical knowledge, filling in holes in trying to become a better listener, a better hearer of music. Anyway, but so the point is that I'm doing these rudimentary early diatonic harmony podcast to be able to build on later, so that when I do think when I do podcasts or vidcasts that are more difficult to understand, maybe that you can find those holes in your own musicianship and go back and fill those in, so that you know. Anyway, that's the idea. Teachers with students, I hope I'm being comprehensive enough for you to be able to assign this as a homework for your students, or to take as a course. Okay, triads, diatonic or triads, or triads that are determined by a seven-note major note set or major scale. We're in the Ds, so I'm going to move along a little quicker. I think I've, in the earlier A and B, et cetera, C, I've given enough examples of what the point is. So we're going to move quicker, and we're just going to kind of drill on these. This time I'm going to play, then say. So if you have the ability to do this, try to say the notes, or if you're guessing, that's fine too, but try to use the word that you see in your head, building thirds on top of that to be able to understand what it is that you're doing, or what it is that these triads are, or what it is that you're saying. I don't know if any of that just made sense, but anyway, this is what we're going to do. Ds, D major. The first triad is major. D, F sharp, A. The second triad is minor. E minor. The third triad is minor. F sharp minor. The fourth triad is major. G major. The fifth triad is major. A major. The sixth triad is minor. B minor. The seventh triad is diminished. C-sharp diminished. Now let's spell them. D major, D, F-sharp, A, E minor, E, G, B, F-sharp minor, F-sharp, A, C-sharp, G major, G, B, D, A major, A, C-sharp, E, B minor, B, D, F-sharp, C-sharp diminished, C-sharp, E, G. All right, that's D major. D major. D major has two, I don't know where that came from. D major has two sharps, D flat major has five flats. So whatever you see on the graphic, wrong. And what I just said to you podcasters, wrong. D major, two sharps, F sharp, and C sharp. D flat major, five flats, the number seven. Should have proofread those, I guess, huh? Okay, D flat major. We're going to do the same thing. I'm going to play, then you say. I'm going to play and then I'll spell them. D flat major. D flat F A flat. E flat minor. E flat G flat B flat. F minor. F A flat C. G flat major. G-flat, B-flat, D-flat. A-flat major. A-flat, C, E-flat. B-flat minor. B-flat, D-flat, F. C diminished. C flat, E flat, G flat. Then back to the one chord. What am I doing? D flat major and D major. Again, D flat major, five flats, not four flats. D major, two sharps, not three sharps. Thank you for forgiving me for making mistakes. All right, we'll see you back in the next one. We'll move on to the next set of keys.